All right, good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show coming up on 14 before 6 and 44 degrees. An hour from now, a birthday wake-up call to someone close to me. We'll find out who that is this morning here on WWIB. We always welcome your input on what you're celebrating, birthdays, anniversaries, graduating, whatever it might be. Let us know, wib.com/celebrations. Big prize drawings at the end of the month. Three of them, actually. Two for a $25 gift certificate for Jim Bob's Pizza at Market on the River, Chippewa Falls. And then another one that's got a $50 gift card for Jim Bob's. And oh, so much more as well to be picked up, actually, at Victory Coffee House and Cafe at 1632 North Broadway. Opening up today after being off the last couple of days, 8 to 3 there, North Menominee. I hope to be in Menominee on Thursday, actually, for a ribbon cutting going on at the Bridge to Hope. So, okay, they're getting some solar energy, and so they're celebrating that. All right, first thought this morning, the Sleep Foundation says the average person falls asleep within 10 to 20 minutes of hitting the pillow, but you can be above average if you share, according to Bree Tennis.
The University of Arizona Sleep Lab says sleeping next to someone you love helps you fall asleep faster, reduces depression, and helps you live longer. Researchers say it doesn't matter who that love is directed toward, human or pet, because it's the security trigger that releases oxytocin in the brain, which lowers stress, reduces anxiety, and creates a sense of safety. So sharing really is caring when it comes to sleep. Just don't hog the covers.
All right. Thank you, Bree. Also today in history, 1923, London's Wembley Stadium open. In 1945 on this day. Yeah, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini met his fate. He and his mistress, Clara Petacci, were executed as they attempted to flee Italy. Mussolini was just 61 years old. In 1961, this is the day the National Football League selected Canton, Ohio as the site for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And also in 1969, French President Charles de Gaulle resigned from office on this day. Also, I guess I've got audio elsewhere this morning. Yeah, let's go there. You know what? I'm going to do it before 6 o'clock, so we'll save it for that. All right, our morning devotion here on WWIB, where we are family, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. God doesn't want anything from you because everything you have is already His. Be grateful, says Bob Goff. Colossians 1:17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Goff says, parents save their kids' lives at least once a week until they're teenagers. They keep them from running into streets after the basketball that got away from them. They pull their hands away from the hot stovetop. They invest in floaties and driver's education classes and bicycle helmets. Goff says, I think God has been like our parents in the ways He's sustained us. It hasn't always been obvious to us because He's done it so consistently for so long, we just assume that's how the world works. We can live our lives believing we've provided for ourselves through hard work and personal sacrifices, but this is only because we haven't seen the ways He's guided us toward life when we went bounding toward danger. We didn't see Him behind the person who stepped in to take our hand when we were on the verge of giving up altogether. It's easy to forget He breathed life into us in the first place. And He holds us together when we would have otherwise fallen apart. Yeah, right? It's in Him we live, move, and breathe. Amen. Bob Goff says, at every point, whether we've known it or not, God has protected us and sustained us. Our good behavior didn't earn it, and our failures haven't ruined it. When we get puffed up with pride about what we've accomplished, let's stop for a moment and give credit where credit is due. If you are financially secure, that's God's provision. If you're fit as a fiddle, that's God's mercy. If your marriage is thriving, that's God's love. We wake up to new days. We take our next breath. We dream some dreams because of God's grace. We did nothing to earn any of this. God doesn't want anything from you because everything you have is already His. If you want to dazzle Him, give Him thanks by sharing what you've been given freely with gratitude, no strings attached. Today's question from Bob Goff, looking back on the last week, how has God been sustaining you? All right, birthday wake-up call, WWIB, my sister Jenny turning 56 today. Good morning, sis.
Well, hello, brother, and thank you for getting that age number correct.
Is that okay, or did you want to stay at 39 or 49?
The 29 was always nice, but we'll go tell the world it's 56. Mr. 62-year-old to be in June.
Yeah. No, I'm not. They know that. They're like, they think I've been on the radio for 62 years, so.
Well, to some degree you have.
Yeah.
Because I think you came out of the womb talking like a broadcaster. So
I know.
It's always
been
a very special gift of yours, so yeah. I'm not wrong.
Well, it's your special day, though. So, yeah, April 28th, 1970. What do you remember about that?
It was dark.
Yeah,
and
right.
then it was not. So,
right.
No, I'm just very grateful for every year. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so it's one of those, if your 50-year-old self could tell your 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, just enjoy where you are, folks, especially...
Yeah.
You young ones, youth is wasted on the young, I think they say, and the older
right.
gets, the more you believe that. So.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember how much did you weigh when you were born?
I don't know. I don't think it was put on birth certificates back then.
No, I think it was.
Because
I was born in 64. I mean, I think I was like, I want to say 7 pounds, 12 ounces or something like that. Not that I know that reading my birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like, who reads it other than when you go get your real ID and you've got to show it to them, you know?
Well, that's it. Yeah, and I just remember you had a big head, apparently, was the story in the family.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Now, see, that's worse than the age thing right there. So. Yeah, what I say is I was born 2 weeks late, and I've been late ever since. So, anyhow.
Yeah, that's where we get it from. I must have been late then, too, and Julie. So,
yeah.
But that'll be okay. We all got through life just fine. So.
Yeah, right. So I'm the oldest of three, and then Julie is 2 years later in 66, also April 5th, and you came along in 1970, April 28th. You've had some challenges along the way, but these have been some good years, right? You guys have, tell us about the house. You guys live in Salem, Wisconsin, is that it?
Yeah, we live in Salem, Wisconsin, so you're kind of at the tippy top. We're at the very bottom. We're very close to the Illinois border, so... When we moved down here, we weren't aware of how many Bears fans we were going to be contending with who also live in Wisconsin. But yeah, we have springtime is like opening season here because we have a pool and a pond and there's just a lot of moving parts going on.
Yeah.
And we all are having May 9th for Mother's Day. We're having everybody down here to celebrate our mother, Marge, who you just talked to on her birthday.
Right. In fact, I don't know if I called her this. Did I call her this year for her birthday? Anyhow, maybe I did. But,
yeah,
I mean, thank you for doing that. You did that last year, and it was really good to... It's rare that you and I and Julie and Mom, we're all together in the same place, at least for a little while. And so, thanks for doing that again this year. So,
I think it's every mother's dream to have all of her children under one roof. Not their spouses, not the, but just her own children.
Yeah.
That is just a very special gift. So I'm very happy to do that. And we just pray for good weather.
Yeah, that's right. So beyond being a mom, you have taken on the title of grandma the last few years, right?
Yes.
And you love it.
I think the only reason to become a parent is so you can be a grandparent someday, really.
All right. And so tell us briefly, as we're winding down this birthday conversation with my sister Jenny on her 56th birthday, tell us about your grandkids. And are you going to see your grandsons today?
I am. They'll be here in a couple hours. And my daughter, Paige, she's 28. She'll be 29 on July 4th. And she's a wonderful mother. She has two sons, Benton and Archer. Benton's 3.5, and Benton just turned 5 months. And they are the love of my life. Yeah, Benson is just a quick, cute story. I had a cat that died right before Easter or right after Easter, and I told him that Alice died, and he said, "Is she in heaven with Jesus on the cross?" So that just shows you how sweet he is and what a beautiful mind he has.
Yeah, no, he's terrific. He's terrific. Benton, I don't know Archer so well.
No.
You do have a son-in-law who's a Bears fan, and that's another story, but that did happen.
I love him anyway.
We love him anyway, so it gives us a challenge to love. But, that rivalry.
That's what Jesus says, love them anyway. Right?
All right, well, I love you and look forward to seeing you May 9th. I wish I could be with you on your birthday, but it's going to be better still because you have your grandsons. So.
Yes, well, you were with me in this conversation,
yes.
And I love you so much, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Jen. And part of our conversation, I'm going to play Mercy Me's Dear Younger Me, because that kind of was sparked by what you said on WWIB. Well, Caleb, we love our dogs, don't we?
Yeah, and we were just having this conversation in the office the other day about how old my dog was, because I'd kind of forgotten and had to ask my wife. And I was off, actually, by a couple years. But when we figured it out, he's 10 years old, and started thinking, okay, well, maybe there's a reason he's grumpy sometimes.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, a senior citizen in dog years. We'll see if that's actually true, according to some new data.
For years, we've gone with the idea that one dog year equals 7 human years, but apparently, new information, that rule, they're saying, just doesn't hold up.
So a study out of the University of Nottingham a few years ago suggested that a dog hits its teenage phase at around 6 months old, that tracks, is a fully fledged adult by about 2 years of age, and is considered a, quote, senior right around 7.
Huh.
So my dog's older than I thought.
Yeah, right. Later in the senior years. Newer work with large sets of veterinary records has backed up the idea that most dogs aren't viewed as old by vets until about age 7, with many dogs not reaching clear old age until their early teens, depending on the breed.
Now, smaller breeds, they say, tend to stay, quote-unquote, younger longer, while large and giant breeds reach old age sooner. My dog is like 90 pounds, so,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, that's up there. That's a good-sized dog. A while back, we mentioned about the University of California researchers who came up with a more scientific way to translate dog years into human years using epigenetics, the way our DNA is chemically marked over time.
Now, they looked at DNA methylation marks and showed that dogs' DNA ages very quickly early in life and then slows down, which means the 1 year to 7 year old doesn't work at all.
But we want something simple, right?
Right? That's what we want.
But here's the way it works. A 1 year old dog is similar to a 30 year old human.
Wow. Very interesting. Never would have guessed that. They also say a 4-year-old dog is more like a 52-year-old human.
Huh. And after about age 7, dog aging slows relative to humans.
Huh. This is incredibly interesting, but also kind of rocks my world, because I just figured it's like, oh, my dog's about 70.
Right.
All right. I have no frame of reference now.
I hear you. Yeah, we got Athena and Wesley, and 2017 for Athena. 2018 for Athena, 2019 for Wesley. So I have to track that. All right, there you go. Interesting stuff. It's not as easy as we thought here on WWIB. And we're getting more and more people who are going to WIB.com/celebrations. Had a couple of birthdays in that regard today and more lined up tomorrow. So thanks for taking advantage of that. The big drawing at the end of the month. 3 drawings, actually, so don't miss out on that here on the WIB Wake Up Show. But time for Tuesday Trivia, Caleb.
Yes, indeed, and up for grabs this morning, how about a delicious value basket, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Hallie, and Rice Lake. Who wouldn't want to go to Culver's? And you can do it on our dime if you figure this out. 715-723-2555. Here's the query. This is true for 2% of us. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, call in and guess.
723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? 723-2555. 723-2555. That's 1 in 50 of us, right? So, all right, what is that?
This is true for 2% of us. What is true for 2% of us? 715-723-2555 to walk away with a value basket courtesy of Kohler's. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. It was solved on a Tuesday last week, right? That doesn't always happen, but maybe we get 2 weeks in a row. Maybe we even solve it the first try. That happens rarely, but sometimes.
It was solved on Tuesday, but then Secret Sound wasn't solved until the following Monday. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, missed something here. All right, try that again.
Scott from Hallie.
All right, Scott, go right ahead. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with rare blood, AB negative.
Oh, okay.
AB negative blood, all right.
Well, you know what? That could be, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thanks, Scott.
723-2555. The WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Augusta.
Hey, Chad.
How about have a landline?
Have a landline. True for 2% of us, have a landline still. Do you have a landline, Chad?
Do not.
It has dropped off over the years, that's for sure. Is it down to 2%? That's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Scott and Chad, for the guesses.
Again, some of these could be right, but actually it's just not what we're looking for. 723-2555, what is true about 2% of us? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Julie.
What do you think?
Hey, colorblindness.
Colorblindness.
Yeah, I identify with that. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rick from Chippewa.
Yeah, Rick.
We all want to win a value basket from Culver's.
See, I feel like that would be greater than 2% of us, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be, Rick. Sorry, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Funny one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it can't whistle?
Can't whistle. Can you whistle, Courtney?
I can.
Can you give us a little sample? It's kind of hard through the phone, but I caught that.
It
sounded like a little
bird
singing. That was great. That's not the answer, but thank you for whistling. We appreciate it. This is true for 2% of us. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia for a chance to win a Culver's value basket.
We'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim from La Crosse.
All right, Jim, jump right in. What's your guess?
Red hair.
Red hair.
Yeah,
okay, sure. I've got one of those.
Could that be it? Sorry, Jim.
715-723-2555. The thing with Teddy's red hair is I wonder if it's going to turn more strawberry blonde. But we enjoy having a redhead in our home.
Yeah, terrific. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're from Chippewa Falls.
All right, what's your guess?
Is it being ambidextrous?
Being ambidextrous. Nice job using that word. And I keep thinking of baseball and how nice it'd be to be ambidextrous and a switch hitter.
For sure. Yeah, that is a big word. We won't ask you to spell it. We've been asking listeners to perform here on command today, but that's not it, unfortunately. Thank you.
Good guess. What is true for 2% of us? Last guess this hour.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dan from Black River.
Hey, Dan.
Left-handed.
Left-handed. So not ambidextrous, but just left-handed.
Lefties. You know, the percentage is certainly lower than righties, but I don't think it's as low as 2%. Thank you, Dan.
This is true for 2% of us. We'll give you another shot after 8:15 or so. We'll give you a cue to call and give you another shot at winning this Culver's Value Basket. But be thinking about that in between. What is true for 2% of us? Tuesday trivia continues on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Hopefully you know the number to call by now, 715-723-2555. We have for one of you, we hope, a Culver's Value Basket if you can solve this trivia query. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. 715-723-2555. First one to get it correct live on the air wins that Culver's Value Basket.
So we'd be part of the 2% club, I guess. All right, 723-2555, 723-2555. We had some good guesses from all over the WIB listening area a half hour ago. Love to hear from you now, 723-2555.
What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win.
We'll love to hear from you right now. Phone lines are open.
Last hour, we heard from Hallie, Augusta, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, and Black River Falls. Where will we hear from next? What is true for 2% of us? Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Got one right now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Altoona.
Hi, Jennifer. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Left-handed?
That's been guessed.
Do you have a backup guess?
How about two different colored eyes?
Sure. Wouldn't be very common.
Yeah, that's a good guess, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call from Altoona. Jennifer, call back. 715-723-2555. This is true for 2% of us. What is true for 2% of us? 715-723-2555 for a chance at that Culver's Value Basket.
They're already wanting a clue, Caleb.
Well, it's not forthcoming for a bit yet. And the thing is, we didn't even have to go to clues with last week's Tuesday trivia because it was solved on a Tuesday. Uh-huh. Could happen again. 715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? Some of the guesses so far having AB negative blood, having a landline, color blindness. Someone said 2% of us want to win a value basket from Culver's. Other incorrect guesses, can't whistle, having red hair, being ambidextrous, being left-handed, now having two different colored eyes. All good guesses, but not correct.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rebecca from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca, I cranked up the volume. What do you got for a guess here?
Yeah, it's real staticky. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
IQ's over 150.
IQ's over 150. I would not be part of that club,
so
I'm guessing.
2% of us are really smart is what you're guessing, Rebecca. That's not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us?
You are really smart, though, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Hey, Desmond.
What do you think?
Is it their twins?
Oh, being a twin.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Very good guess. Desmond, is it correct? Will it win you a value basket?
You catch it, too. 2% twins. That's not it, Desmond. Thanks.
Thank you, Desmond. Feel free to call us back. 715-723-2555. Friends, you're not limited to one guest. So if you think of something else, call on back at 715-723-2555. We'll get you right in live on the air.
I think we got somebody here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nick from Eau Claire.
Hi,
and
Nick.
He just took my guess.
Oh man, Desmond.
You could go to triplets if you want.
But I can think of something else. I'll go out of the box. I'll say wiggle your ears.
Okay. Honestly, sometimes you have to go out of the box to figure out our trivia. True for 2% of us being able to wiggle your ears.
Sorry, thanks.
Good guess, Nick.
All right, 7232555, and we will take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carolyn from Ladysmith.
All right, Carolyn, what's your guess?
Can't curl your tongue.
Curl your tongue for 2% of us. Boy, we're getting into some strange
when we think about, like, you know, different genetics and stuff, some people can curl their tongue,
or
some people can't.
Right.
Yeah, roll your tongue, curl your tongue. Yep, I track with you. Is that what it is?
It's not. Sorry, Carolyn.
Appreciate the call from Russ County. This is true for 2% of us. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
Willing to take two more guesses here on WWIB, where we are family. Two more. What's true for 2% of us?
715-723-2555. We're giving the winner a value basket courtesy of Culver's. I think I'd go with the Culver's Deluxe, personally, as part of that value basket. Fantastic burger.
As is the mushroom and Swiss. We have this discussion. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I'm going to being albino.
Okay, sure.
All right, yeah. So something that's kind of rare, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks, Linda.
What is true for 2% of us? Last guess before we push this off another 20-ish minutes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Liz from Rice Lake.
Hey, Liz.
Is it having green eyes?
Having green eyes. So we've had like two different colored eyes, but having green eyes. Beautiful eye color.
We've had red hair. Is it green eyes that we're looking for? It's not. Sorry. Elizabeth. All right. Well, two rounds of this. Let's try it again after 8:45.
Yeah, appreciate the cross-section all across western and central Wisconsin. We love hearing from you wherever you might be, and we'll give you another shot at this in 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake-Up Show.
Tuesday trivia right now on the WIB Wake-Up Show.
715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Your chance to call in and win a Culver's value basket. If you can solve this, no one has so far, but maybe now is the time.
People think they know, and the phone lines are lighting up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Something's try it again. I'm sorry, the name again?
Joe from Triple Falls.
All right, what's your guess?
Green eyes.
That actually was our very last guess earlier, so you can have a bonus guess here. What could it be? This is true for 2% of us. What do you think?
A green car.
A green car. Having a green car.
That's a good
guess. Staying with the theme, you bet.
Could that be it for 2%? Sorry.
715-723-2555.
Keep those calls coming. 723-2555.
I had a green car once. Actually, my first car was a 1996 Forest Green Dodge Intrepid.
Yeah, it takes us right
back. Love that car.
We had a green Odyssey, Honda Odyssey. So kind of a smaller version, 97. 723-2555.
What's your guess? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a Culver's value basket. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Ladysmith again.
All right, Rebecca.
Billionaires?
Great guess. Yeah, 2%. Boy, that would be That would be a lot of billionaires if it was 2%, and so that's not it. But thank you for trying.
Appreciate the call.
723-2555. I can remember back 2011, there was the 1% movement where they were focusing on that upper 1%. And I don't know how much, but there were the wealthy ones.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. 715-723-2555 to call in for your chance to win during Tuesday Trivia. You're on WWIB.
Maybe running out of guesses. I don't know, but as I say that, boom, there's somebody calling. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm calling from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
The combination of red hair and blue eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
The combo.
A combo. Red hair, blue eyes, 2% of us.
Are we getting that specific this morning? We're not, but thanks, Sherry.
Thank you for the call from Whitehall. Appreciate it. 715-723-2555. Chance to win a Culver's value basket.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on WWIB right now.
Hey, Mark, it's Jody Wellscott.
Hi, Jody.
What about running for public office?
Oh, yeah.
2% of us running for public office.
And if you think about it, right, there's a lot of offices beyond just the higher profile, the city council, the county board, etc. But that is not what we're looking for, Jody. Thanks for playing along.
Well thought out guess, though. 715-723-2555. Anybody else have a guess at what this could be? This is true for 2% of us.
We're three guesses away, three guesses left. If you've got it left in you, 723-2555. Otherwise, we move on to 7:15 tomorrow morning and let you sleep on it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gene from Eau Claire.
Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
I'm retired now, so I'm thinking pension.
Pension. Okay. All right.
2% of us maybe
collecting
the pension. Yeah, not as common as it used to be back in the day, but that is not it, Gene. Thanks for trying. We'll take two more guesses this morning here. 723-2555, 723-2555.
Has Tuesday Trivia stumped you once again? What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. If we don't get it in the final two guesses, we move it on to 7:15 tomorrow morning on a Win It Wednesday.
As you said last week, Caleb, they did get the right answer on a Tuesday, but they're two guesses away from that not happening today. 723-2555 going once, going twice, on to tomorrow. WWIB.